What's going on, everybody? It's Waleed Azami. So this podcast is really important because it's going to inspire you. It's going to enlighten you, hopefully. I'm going to give you a little bit about my story of how I did it, what I use every single day to stay on top of things, and why it's important for you to start your photography business today. If you're sitting in the car, if you're sitting frustrated at your desk, or you're going for a walk and listening to this, be frustrated. Be upset at yourself. I think that that's healthy, but also be inspired enough to make a change. And I've dedicated now a substantial part of my career to helping other photographers do well. I practice what I preach, and there's enough room for all of us to win. So also, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to give you the link where you can actually get the exact same daily planner sheet that I use. The same one that I have printed and stuck to a three-ring binder, and I use one every single day. And I've been using this or a version of this. The latest one is obviously the best one, the one that I'm giving you guys. But I've been using versions of this for pretty much the entirety of my whole career. And I thought about something the other day. You know, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 years back, I directed a music video for Tamar Braxton. And it was her first music video called Love and War. We got nominated for Music Video of the Year because of that video. And it went to top of the charts for BET 106 and Park, for R&B charts, everything. It actually did quite well even in the pop charts. I directed that video. I did the record cover. But that's not even the part I want to point out. The part I really want to point out is this. My good friend Matt pointed something out to me. He said, Waleed, so the video was nominated for Music Video of the Year. And we're up against Chris Brown, Janelle Monáe, and like three other videos. I believe there were six total in the category. And my video I directed for Tamar Braxton was also nominated for Music Video of the Year. But here's the thing. My friend pointed something to the list, okay? He's like, Waleed, look, you are the only director not represented. Meaning, I'm my own agent, I am my own manager. And the reason why I teach you guys so much is because I figured out the hack. I know how this industry works, and I want to help people make the money and have the success. And no shade on directors and, on agents and managers. For me, they have yet to work. Now, if somebody comes along and says, Waleed, I see what you're doing and I know the wavelength you're on, then I will have that conversation. But as of yet, I've been with a few agencies. Sorry, I book myself better than them. I've been with a few agencies. I understand my portfolio better than them. I hype myself better than them. And that's fine. They're good people. For me, they were not right. And part of the reason is I knew how to promote myself. I knew how business worked. And so I want to share that with you guys, okay? So sign up. At the end of this podcast, I'm going to tell you how I use it and how you're going to benefit immediately. You can get this download today right after this podcast. So don't forget. But the reason why I want to have today's podcast is this, is that you guys, take a chance, okay? I want to read you guys an Instagram post that I put up, and I saw this elsewhere, but I redesigned it myself, okay? So it just says, think on this. Retirement age in America is 67 years old. 67, that's retirement age. Life expectancy is about 78 years old. So we're gonna work for 50 years to be free for 11 years. That's just some bad math. You know, and that really upset me. And I posted it, and people, you know, really related to it very well. But I want to take that, and then I want to add to it and let you guys know there is no better time to start your photo business than now. There is this wide belief that photography has been ruined. Fine, a certain aspect of it will never be the same, but we're also getting different aspects opening up to us. Nothing ever stays the same. Nothing ever goes without change. So that's fine. That happens in medicine and automotive technology and in sciences, everything. So why should we be any different, right? And one of the things that I wanted to really point out to you is this. A lot of people are so afraid. What if I start? What if I fail? What if I don't do good? And to that I want to say, what if you win? Really think about it. What if you win? Because the person asking you that question right now is somebody that has a podcast, who has shot every major superstar, who is consistently working, who is a refugee from Afghanistan. You guys know the history of Afghanistan now. You know, I don't come from money. I don't come from connections. So if anybody that can really preach this to you, it's me. I am that story of that kid that it shouldn't have happened to. And I'm telling you guys, I did it. You can do it too. And that's why I'm here to help you, okay? So when you say, play the devil's advocate, when you say, oh, what if I fail? What if you win? What if it's humiliating? What if it's triumphant? You know, play the other side too. Why give credit to just one side? Let's be fair about things, guys. Give credit to the other side. What if you win? What if you are triumphant? Or what if you fail? But you'll never know if you don't try. And that sounds cliche, but you will never know if you don't try. Because right now, not starting your business, not being 100% about it, you have committed to nothing changing. It's all in your actions. So that's what you have committed to. If you have started, I'm proud of you. And you know, I know a lot of my students listen to this, and people that haven't even taken my course, they're very actively working, and I keep tabs on everybody. But if you are stalling, if you're buying time, if you're fooling yourself, why would you do that to yourself? You know? So what if you win? Let's be fair about things. And your actions right now is really the truth, not your words, not your thoughts. So either you are doing something about it or you're not. Trying is lying. Okay, I'll say that again. Trying is lying. Either you're out there hustling, you're out there pushing your work, you're out there doing test shoots, or you're not. Trying is lying. And I say that respectfully, but also very firmly. The only person that believes that lie is you. And I had to say that to myself too many a times, where I would tell people, oh, well, I'm gonna. Nobody wants to hear that shit. What am I doing physically right now? That's all that people care about. Okay? So you guys can start. And I have the How to Photograph Instagram. I do have my YouTube channel. I have howtophotograph.net, the blog. I have private Facebook groups. I'm always on different, you know, platforms trying to help you guys. And I got something really, really cool coming up that is going to be, I don't want to say, it's going to come by the end of the year. And you guys, there's no reason why any of you guys shouldn't sign up for it. I'll tell you that, okay? It's doable for everybody. But I also want to say, why is now the best time to start your photo business? Because times have changed. What you think might be a negative is actually a positive. All right. The economics are changing, meaning cameras are cheaper, lights are cheaper. That means your barrier to entry is thinner. You guys, do it. Even if you got your iPhone, even if you got an old, you know, whatever, Samsung, Android phone, who cares? Do it. Start. Because the person that should be laughed at is the person that's living in a dream in their head, but never taken a chance. Do it. Do it and join the communities that I formed. People will support you. They're good, good humans, right? The other thing too is, as much as people might say, oh, everyone's got a brand now. Oh, everyone's got an online business. What I hear is everyone is a potential customer. Everyone is trying to start a business. Fuck yeah, that's good. That's great. Okay, there's a lot of things you guys can do. Every store in a little dead strip mall, every massage therapist, hairstylist that works out of a big studio or they go to homes, every babysitter, everybody, every personal coach, every blogger is your potential customer. And you guys can do many, many things to make sure that you get in front of them. They all need consistent income. And here's a cool thing. When you actually decide to deliver really good work in your own community, you have now raised the bar. Okay, so I'll give you an example of that. If you have taken really good pictures of a car dealership of their cars, you think the dealership and they all, you know how they all cluster together? You think the dealership next door and the one after them is not going to give you a call? You think they're not going to want to up their pictures? Once you raise the bar on one, the rest are going to follow. And what if you do that to a local sushi joint? You take the pictures in a whole different way. What if all of a sudden that makes the big difference in their business? You think other restaurants are not going to give you a call? You think the Mexican food joint next door to them or the sandwich shop next door to them is not going to ask for your number? So just go out there, go raise the bar, understand that every single person, every single business, whether it's one employee or 100 employees, is a potential customer. And don't see it as change your perspective. Don't see it as, oh, there's so much competition. See it as there's so many people that are similar and I can stand out from them. I can stand apart from them. I'm gonna go ahead and reach out to people and knock on their doors and go shake hands and go do the grassroots effort way. All right. If everybody is a photographer, big deal. That shouldn't affect the level of the quality of the work that you put in. And that spreads like wildfire. All right. The one thing I do with my client, I do many things. I don't know why I always say the one thing, but with my clients, I hold their hand through everything. It's exhausting. I've been told by photographers, you're doing too much, Waleed. You're doing way too much. But what I hear in my head is, slow down. You're making me look bad. Fuck that too. Okay. I'm not slowing down. I'm going to go and I'm going to give people what they deserve, which is the best imagery, whether it's a new business, a celebrity, an ad agency, whatever it is. When you call me, you're going to get my all. And I want you guys to try to adopt something just like that. You are absolutely capable of it. If you're listening to this podcast, you are in that train of thought, anyways. All right. So let's give you that credit too. And also, photos don't last as long as they used to. Now, people complain about that. Oh, the value of them has gone up. What I hear is, so you're going to need to hire me sooner, right? Exactly. And I've already established that I put in a lot more than the next photographer, right? Exactly. And you know that I put in a lot of thought and I'm ethical. Exactly. So I'm not worried about photos being cheaper because there's so many of them, because they don't last as long, because of social media. What I see is the potential in it. I try to look at the light in it and say, all right, well, cool. That means more opportunities. That means I can schedule something with you once a month, and 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 you have a whole bunch of consistent retainers. So, you guys, no excuses about all these photographers. No excuses about photos not being as relevant as they used to. They are highly relevant. Photos are used for everything. And it's important that you guys note that, okay? So because economics are changing, we win. Because everyone now is a brand and we think that's annoying, who cares? We win as photographers. Because photos are now urgent and people need them ASAP, that doesn't cheapen it. Don't do cheap work. The only thing that cheapens it is cheap work. And don't accept people that want cheap work, right? So photos are being this urgent thing. Well, we win because you're going to hire us more and more and more. And that's important, okay? So thank you for listening to this. If you have been waiting patiently to start your business, do it now. You guys, yes, I do offer courses on how to start your business. Yes, my students have now been published, actually even halfway through the course. Two of them have now been published in magazines. One of them is entirely too busy to do anything else. So she's actually hasn't even had time to finish out the course to where we are currently because her bookings went up. So I'm not going to sit here and push that. You guys have to really, really want it. But do sign up for, let me just give you guys the exact code. Pardon. Okay, let me give you guys the exact link to log on to. And actually, that link will also be in the description of this podcast. But it's real simple. Howtophotograph.net howtophotograph.net/podcast offer. howtophotograph.net/podcast offer. One more time, howtophotograph.net/podcast offer. I'm going to send you guys an immediate download, which is my daily planner. This covers you personally, professionally, covers learning, it covers water, food, nutrition. Telling you, it covers your daily affirmation, the date, it covers to-do lists, it covers emergencies, it covers most, it prioritizes for you. It's got a notes section, and it's got reach outs. Reach outs are so key, and this is why I've done well in this industry without an agent, without a manager. This is why I hold you accountable to learning something new. This is why I've been successful in this industry. All right, guys. So the same sheet that I use every single day, I want to give to you, and it's my gift to you. Please use it. And if you feel this podcast will help anybody, please do me a favor, forward it to them. If you actually do listen to my podcast, I love when you guys put it on your Instagram stories and tag me. Let me know what you listen to, what you like about it. I love to repost those just so other people can see it. And I want to know who's out there, because the thing with podcasts is I don't know who you are. I just imagine there's listeners on the other side. And there are, of course. But unlike Instagram, I don't know who's listening to your podcast. So show me who you are. Connect with me. Okay. Thank you so much, you guys. And actually, if you are, let me just pause myself for a second. I'm not going to say that part. I was going to say leave a review on Apple Podcasts, but I'll do that in the next one. But don't forget, howtophotograph.net/podcast offer. I'm going to say it one more time, and then that is my goodbye. Okay. howtophotograph.net/podcast offer. Get it now. Start it. And it also comes with a little instructional video. So there should be no questions about it. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.